Ah, shucks.
I tell you, them people is all crazy.
Real crazy?
They are. How can a full-grown person look at a little thing like this code message and then get so darn scared that they run out of the place unless they're crazy?
That don't it, Eb. I'm telling you, there's something about that code message that me and you don't understand.
They must be.
All them people that look like they're smart. Take that there lawyer feller, or Mr. Vesper, or the Countess. All educated people. If they wasn't educated, they wouldn't know what the code message said in the first place.
Well, I wish they had told us what it says, instead of running off like lunatics.
Yes, don't even fella configured at all. Before we started to show the code message to different people, I sort of allowed to have the thing worked out. But now...
You mean you had the code message worked out?
No, I mean the whole dang business. Now, look here. First thing, Professor Thistlewaif gets his code message. He goes up into Ortega Canyon, and that's the last that's seen of him.
Uh-huh.
All right. Stands to reason, don't it, that this code message said something, and if it made him go up there, he's after something.
He was after that there gold money that the pirates give the Indians.
Well, maybe. But anyway, whatever he was after, he found it. Then this Spanish fella come along, tells Professor Thistlewaif up into the canyon, and takes what he found away from him. And that was the box that the Spanish fella gave Hector to take the express office, and that Hector left here.
But that box didn't have nothing in it but loose dirt.
All right. But just remember that the last word in the code message is Earth. There's some connection there, Summers.
Yeah. All right, go on.
Well, the next thing, Hector gets the message.
You mean the one he said he lost around here?
Yes. And that message must have been just the same as this hearing, because Hector went up into Ortega Canyon and disappeared, too.
Ah, shucks. The message Hector got couldn't have been the same as this one, or Hector couldn't read it, either one. He can't read no foreign language.
Well, maybe it wasn't written no foreign language. Maybe it was written American. But I figured it said the same darn thing as this hearing.
That dang it. I wish we could find the message Hector lost. Then we'd know what this one says, wouldn't we?
Well, I don't know, Ed. I don't know. It's just as I say. I don't know whether I had it figured out right or not. At first, I sort of thought that everybody that saw the message read something that made them head straight for Ortega Canyon. But now it kind of looks like there's a flaw in it.
Now, what'd they put that in for?
Put what in?
Put a flaw in Ortega Canyon.
Oh, I didn't say floor. I said flaw. Land of Goshen, don't you know what a flaw is?
Oh, sure I do. If when the ice and the snow melts.
Oh, now, Ed, you're getting all mixed up. A flaw is, well, supposing a fellow's a shirt maker, and he turns out a shirt without a tail. Now, what's he make?
He makes shirts.
No, he don't.
Suddenly he does. A shirt maker makes shirts.
Oh, but I mean, what would it be if he left the tail out?
That'd be a darn poor job.
No, he'd be making a flaw. A flaw. And that's what I did.
You mean you left your shirt tail out?
No, I don't mean nothing of the sort. I mean I made a mistake in the figuring. I was trying to put two and two together.
Two shirt tails?
Say, consarnate. Why can't you forget your darn shirt tails and...
Because they fastened to my shirt.
I mean forget them and let me talk. Now listen. I told you, figured that everybody that saw the code message went up to Ortega Canyon. But them three persons we showed it to didn't.
No, they went crazy. I wonder what was that?
That sounded like thunder. Must be blowing up a storm.
Well, anyway, here's something else you overlooked in your figuring.
What did I overlook?
You overlooked that Hector might be lying about taking that there box to the express office. Maybe he just told us that. Maybe he just left it here for the Spanish fella to pick up.
Yeah? Where'd Hector get the box?
Took it away from Professor Thistlewaif. Maybe Hector and the Spanish feller's in cahoots.
Yes, and maybe Professor Thistlewaif and the Spanish feller's in cahoots. Any way you look at it, it's darn funny, Ed. Messages and fellers disappearing and a box full of nothing but dirt. Oh, say, let's do that with you. You've blown up a storm, all right. Sure as shooting. Reckon me and you better close up and get home before she breaks, Ed. Lock the back door, will you, while I...
Hey, how about that order for Mrs. Pinkley? We promised to deliver it tonight.
Oh, gosh sakes, yes.
We got to deliver it tonight.
Yes, I probably forgot all about that. Oh, say, listen, I don't want to go away up to a place that's got a storm. Call her up and ask her first thing in the morning, won't you?
You call her up yourself.
I can't call her. I got to count today's cash. Go on, call her.
Well, all right. What's her number?
Let me see. The darn thing slipped my mind. Well, I'll look it up in the phone book here. Just a second now. Oh, here, Steve. Why, the place is marked in the book with a piece of paper.
Oh, yeah. I marked that myself. I never could remember her number.
Oh,
I put that.
Listen, where'd you get this piece of paper?
Oh, I don't know. I tore it off of something I picked up somewhere. Why?
Because it's a note. A note.
A note?
Yes.
What kind of note? Read it. What does it say?
Well, it ain't all here. Part of it's tore off. But this part says, just received important news. Sorry, cannot take...
Well, what about it? Ain't nothing to that.
Wait. I ain't read it all. Listen. Says here, you drop out and kill Ed Peters when returning for a box.
What?
Yes.
Why, you must be crazy.
I ain't. That's what it says here. Look. Oh, Ed, there's something terrible gonna happen.
Well, I'll be dead then.
Yes.
I bet you this is the note that Hector lost.
Oh, but gosh almighty, Ed, what'll we do? I don't want to see you get killed.
Well, keep your shirt on, you old fool.
Well?
Nobody's gonna kill me.
Sure don't.
I ain't never been killed in my life.
Yes, but it says here you're gonna be now a Cheso. Says you're gonna be killed when that Spanish fella comes back for the box.
Oh, he's already been back for it.
Oh, but maybe he'll be back again. Now listen, Eb. Phone Sheriff Plum. Phone him and tell him about it. I don't want to see you get killed, Eb.
Oh, all right. If you're worried, I'll phone him.
Yes, call him.
Get the operator here. Hello? Dad, ding it. Hello?
What's the matter?
Can't seem to get the operator. Just a sort of humming on the line. It must be out of whack on account of the storm.
Well, try it again.
Try it once more.
Oh.
Oh, I am trying, ain't I?
Ed, what's happened to the lights? Ed, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. And say, quit your darn squawking.
Oh, I'm sorry. The lights is out, Ed.
I know the lights is out. It's just a storm. Don't pay no attention to it. Blew the wires down or something. Light a match and I'll see if I can find that old lantern.
Listen, what's that?
Huh? Ain't nothing but a car.
It sounds like he turned in here. Yes, he has. He's turned in here.
Well, what about it? It's only somebody for gas. Go on, wait on him while I'm looking for that lantern.
Yeah.
Don't keep him standing out there in the rain.
Oh, my gosh, Ed. It's the Spanish fella.
The Spanish fella?
Yes, he's come back. Oh, gosh, I'm mighty old.
Hey, where's that pistol? Where in tarnation is that pistol?
Don't strike a match. Don't. You'll see it.
But I want to find that pistol.
Oh, I lost it. Don't you remember? I lost it when he was up in Ortega Canyon. When he was... Oh, Ed, look. He's got an electric flashlight and he's getting out of the car. Come on, hide behind the counter, back of the counter here.
Oh, Dad Raddick.
Come on, get behind the counter.
Well, don't rush me. Oh, I'm coming, ain't I? Gosh sakes.
Is anyone in there? I say,
Sheriff,
is anyone in there?
Oh, didn't bust that bark machine.
Keep quiet.
Oh. Hello?
This is strange. Hello? Who is there?
Meow.
Only a cat, huh?
Can you see what he's doing? What's he doing?
I don't know, but he's got a gun. Oh, yeah, but he's got a gun.
What is that? Who is there?
Just another dad darn cat.
What? Why, what is this? Hiding, huh? Come out of there.
Don't shoot.
So, it is another cat, is it?
Gosh, she wouldn't laugh like that.
Another cat, huh? So, you think you can trick me again, do you? You think you can send me away with an empty box? You think you can make out of me the fool, huh? Well, we shall see. Now then, the time has come.
Oh, don't shoot him, mister. Shoot me.
Don't you do it. Shoot me, because I'm the feller.
One moment.
No, he ain't. I'm the feller.
You're a liar. You ain't the feller.
I'm to blame.
One moment.
He ain't to blame. Yes,
stop. Enough of this nonsense. I don't care which is to blame, because I'm going
wait,
to...
Wait, don't shoot. Don't get it, Mr.
No, senor. The time has come. Who is that? Why, Professor Thistlewaite.
Yes, and I'm here, too.
Hector! We thought you was dead.
I am dead. Dead broke. Lend me two bits, will you?